the reaction I've seen with the Native community has been, you know, 100% has been just aghast at what's happened. As you know, 75,000 Native Americans live in Minneapolis, and it's in that area of the shooting, there's a very high percentage of Native Americans that live in that community, and they feel their community is being attacked by the federal government.
And it's bringing back a lot of response to and remembrance of, you know, the Floyd shooting. And I remember the reporting there too, is just how the Native community banded together and was part of, you know, demonstrating as well for that shooting as well. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, when there's something like this that happens, how the Native community not only bands together for each other, for other Native people, but also just for the neighbors and for other, you know, community members, Native or not?
Yeah, the Native community is a strong community in Minneapolis and in the Twin Cities. In the area of the shooting, there was last night over 10,000 people that were protesting ICE right after the memorial of the shooting, of the senseless shooting. And we were one of the Natives. There was a woman Native singer group that sang. And it's all about the healing. And I think the community, especially that community, really knows that the Native community is really involved and really vetted into everything that happens there, happens to them. And again, it was only a very short blocks away from the murder of George Floyd. And that community is so scarred, but we have a resilience, and our Native community is there and was there and is there and will still be there.
And I've also seen responses from Minnesota tribes and Native organizations directly located in the Twin Cities area. A lot of activities at these different organizations were canceled Wednesday because of the ICE activity and everything going on and safety concerns. The Red Lake Nation is advising community members to be safe. So is Fond du Lac. And I'm sure there's a lot of other tribes, even in Wisconsin, is that correct? Because a lot of, you know, community members live and work in the Twin Cities area. What have you heard and seen from some of the tribal reaction?
Well, they've been really supporting the community and telling the community to be safe, and also that, you know, to be resilient, that these people can't come on their reservations, their areas, they're not welcomed. And so hearing that from tribal leadership is really, really important for us urban Natives. To hear that and hear that support. I know the president, John Greendeer of Ho-Chunk Nation, put out an unbelievable release on Facebook. And it's really, I feel like it's really garnered support with us urban Indians, that we're all in this together, and that we need to stay vigilant and stay safe and stay accountable too.
And also wanted to just ask about, you know, we're talking about the safety concerns and, you know, looking at the different demonstrations, and I'm sure, you know, there's going to be more today and in the coming weeks, months. There are safety concerns for people out there, and I've seen a lot of talk too about, you know, a Standing Rock and how, you know, that was a big lesson for people. And again, George Floyd and other incidents across the country. So what are some of the things, even the governor of Minnesota was advising, you know, people who are out demonstrating to please be aware and be careful. Are there any resources, or what are you seeing from the community when it comes to these, you know, because the Native community is definitely out there. As you said, there was a drum group last night. So what are some of the things you're seeing when it comes to demonstrations for the Native community?
Well, there's training. The Native community and the community in a whole has training to be observers, and this was this what this young lady was doing, was observing what ICE was doing. But there's training, and we talk about that. And we got to remember, too, during George Floyd, there were a lot of black bad actors that came from all over to make it seem as if the protesters were ready to burn down their own city and their own pharmacies and their own stores, which was not the case. So to stay safe, we also have to stay vigilant with the way we act. And I think that's been brought up there a lot. And there's legal observer training that goes on and in South Minneapolis to stay safe, but also there's a whole plethora of things that we should and shouldn't be doing. And one of them is going live on Facebook, record these people. So there is a whole bunch of training, and we've learned a lot, not only from Standing Rock, but definitely with George Floyd and hearing the helicopters again. And I'm in St. Paul right now, and it's only 3 miles away from this again. And again, this shooting happened very close to where George Floyd was murdered. This community is just, they're used to this, but they're also very sick of this.
And I wanted to end just kind of on what you had mentioned a few times, is just the resilience of Native people. And, you know, who knows, you know, what the future holds, but definitely a lot of concern for safety and just the political, you know, I guess, feel of the country and everything that's going on. And you know, relying on Native culture and language and looking back at history and just how resilient, you know, Native people are.
Well, Native people are very resilient, and we've been going through this for 500 years. Now our allies are going through this, especially in blue states like Minnesota and the Twin Cities. We stay vigilant. We are together. There's over 115 different tribes but live in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis area. And we bond together, whether it's a powwow or a protest. We are out in the streets, and we're still here, and we want people to know that. And we also are a big part of the community, and we want people to be safe, but we also want to be heard and be out there and support our community too, because this is our community too, and all of Turtle Island is our community.
Well, thank you for your time. I'm going to stop this recording real quick.